Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, fair's coming up. You got another day camp coming up as well that you're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so we've already had a blast this summer. We've tackled two day camps that were highly successful, and we are really excited to do our last day camp in Osage County, and we're doing an outdoor adventure camp, and we're really excited to welcome the kids and explore the outside. But what I really love about this one that we're putting on specifically in Osage County is that we have an ambassador team that we've really worked with to put on the camp. And again, last week I just talked about creating opportunities to allow our children to thrive. And although this seems simple, I just see so much growth in our youth when we put our trust in them. And that's what we've done in our ambassador team is we've put the responsibility on them to plan this camp for the kids. And just to watch them to take ownership in it. And so much I observe where we want to, you know, it's like a fire. We want to kind of smother. We want to jump in and we want to do as adults because we're worried that our youth are going to fail. And I just, if we can allow ourselves as adults to step back, let our youth get their hands in there and learn by doing, which is our mantra in 4-H. I just love to watch them thrive, watch them grow. And I'm really excited to do this day camp with them. It's going to be a really exciting day out at the lake with our 4-H'ers Friday. So I just wanted to briefly talk about that. And I can't believe it. June is basically done, or at least I feel that, Blake. I know we've got a couple more days here in the month of June.
Exactly.
But fairs are upon us. So I will start talking about fairs and going over schedules here more in detail here beginning next week. But I just wanted to take a moment and read off all the fair dates here on the my radio spot so you can get them on your calendar. And these are all ones that we either help with or just like run information through our office for that you can call us if you have any questions. So the first one will be July 10th through the 12th. That is the Richmond Free Fair. You can get a book at the Extension office, but that is run through the Richmond community there, but we can get your questions answered if you have some questions on that. The second one is the Franklin County Fair, July 14th through the 19th. Next is the Osage City Fair, which is that same week, but starts July 16th through the 19th. The Anderson County Fair will be July 28th through August 1st. Overbrook Fair will be July 5th through the 8th. Lane Agricultural Fair will be August 7th through the 9th. And the Kincaid Fair will be September 25th through the 27th. So we're excited to see all the 4-H'ers and their projects. It's like Christmas in July for us. So we are so excited to get fair kicked off. And again, I'll start going over details of fair schedule starting next week. So, but in the meantime, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to your extension office. Fair books are all posted on our website or physically at, if we have a physical book, they're at the extension office that you can come pick up. So I hope, remember there's open class if you're a community member that's listening. I always think it's super fun to, if you're into cooking or into your garden, there are opportunities for the community as well. And so I really encourage you all to consider that and think about what can I bring to the county fair? Because I think it's really fun to go and compete. My dad always tells me he has the best tomatoes in Franklin County, and I'm always teasing him. I'm like, you want to put your money where your mouth is and bring them to the county fair? So that's what I think the spirit of the county fair is all about, is just sharing your talents and with the community, which I think is exciting. It connects us. So anyways, I hope to see you all at the county fairs here very soon.
Get out and get involved. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.